This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of People News Bulletin. Violent clashes between police and members of a teachers' union who had blockaded roads in southern Mexico left six people dead and more than 100 injured in Mexico. Teachers from the National Coordinator of Education Workers, or CNTE, are opposed to mandatory testing of teachers as part of Mexico's sweeping education reform and are also protesting the arrest of union leaders on money laundering and other charges. There have been charges of racial discrimination against Airbnb, but it's hard to sue them and force a change because they have something known as a class action waiver that crops up whenever someone logs into Airbnb's site. In March, the company updated its terms of service for new users, partly to highlight that clause. Last month, Airbnb users were unable to log in and use their accounts until they agreed to the updated terms, including the class action waiver language. Studying Medicaid data, it seems that you can buy doctors for a free lunch. Doctors who were treated to a single meal where drug companies present information about their medications were 18% more likely to prescribe Crestor, a brand name cholesterol-lowering medicine. They were 70% more likely to prescribe Bistolic, a brand name beta blocker for high blood pressure, and 52% more likely to prescribe Benicar, also for hypertension. And they're more than twice as likely to prescribe Pristig instead of a generic antidepressant. Researchers projected that there are 35 million current or former smokers older than 55 in the United States with unrecognized smoking-caused lung disease or impairments. Many, if not most, of these people could get worse with time even if they have quit smoking. They are also unlikely to be referred for pulmonary rehabilitation, a treatment that can head off encroaching disability. 65 million refugees are a record, according to the United Nations, and are fleeing their home countries and displaced now. Since 2013, legislatures have introduced 254 bills, 20 of which became laws that would limit LGBT rights. In the first half of 2016, 87 bills were introduced. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFN.